In the next moment, I found myself instantly transported from my bodiless perch in space to the lightless depths beneath the surface of the Earth. I had somehow become a sentient water molecule, percolating randomly through the soil, lost amid the tangle of the enormous root fibers of the Banisteriopsis world tree. I could feel the coolness, the dank dampness of the soil surrounding me. I felt suspended in an enormous underground cistern, a single drop among billions of drops. This sensation lasted only a moment, then I felt a definite sense of movement, as, squeezed by the implacable force of the irresistible osmotic pressures, I was rapidly translocated into the roots of the Banisteriopsis tree. The sense of the rising, speeding elevator returned, except this time I was being lifted rapidly through the vast pipes and tubes of the plant's vascular system. I was a single molecule of water tumbling through that myriad branches and forks of this vertical maze, which grew progressively narrower the higher I went. Finally, the sense of accelerating vertical movement eased off. I was now floating freely in a horizontal direction, no longer feeling pushed. I was suspended in the middle of a stream flowing through an enormous vaulted tunnel. More than that, there was light at the end of the tunnel, a green light. With a start, I realized that I had just passed through the petiole of a sun-drenched leaf, and I was being shunted into progressively narrowing arteries as I was carried through the articulating veins towards some unknown destination. It helped that the voice, or my own narrative self, I'm not sure which, was providing occasional commentary on the stages of the journey as it unfolded. Desperately, I tried to remember my old lessons in plant physiology and anatomy. By this time, I had been given the wordless understanding that I was about to witness, indeed, participate in, the central mystery of life on Earth, a water molecule's eye view of the process of photosynthesis. Suddenly, I was no longer suspended in the arterial stream of the leaf vein. I had somehow been transported into an enormous enclosed space, suffused with greenish light. Above me, I could see the domed, vaulted roof of the structure I was inside of, and I understood that I was inside a chloroplast. The roof was translucent, and beams of sunlight streamed through it, like through a bedroom window on a bright morning. In front of me were flat, layered structures looking like folded sheets stacked closely together, covered with antenna-shaped structures, all facing in the same direction and all opened eagerly to receive the incoming light. I realized that these had to be the thylakoid membranes, the organelles within the chloroplast, where the so-called light reaction takes place. The antenna-like structures covering them literally glowed and hummed with photonic energy, and I could see that somehow this energy was being translocated through the membranes of the thylakoids they were mounted on. I recognized or understood that these antenna-like arrays were molecules of chlorophyll, and the anchors that tied them to their membrane substrates were long tails of phytic acid that functioned as energy transducers, funneling the light energy collected by the flower-shaped receptors through the membrane and into the layers beneath it. Next thing I knew I was beneath that membrane. I was being carried along as though borne on a conveyor belt. I could see the phytic acid chains dangling above and beyond them through the semi-transparent roof of the membrane, the flower-like porphyrin rings that formed the chlorophyll's light-gathering apparatus, loomed like dishes of a radio telescope array. In the center of the space was what looked like a mottled flat surface, periodically being spited by enormous bolts of energy which emanated lightning-like from the phytic acid tails suspended above it. And on that altar, water molecules were being smashed to smithereens by the energy bolts. Consciousness exploded and died in a spasm of electron ecstasy as I was smited by the bolt of energy emitted by the phytic acid transducers, and my poor water molecule soul was split asunder. As the light energy was used to ionize the water, the oxygen liberated in the process rose with a shriek to escape from the chamber of horrors, while the electrons liberated from their matrix were shunted into the electron transport roller coaster, sliding down the chain of cytochromes like a dancer being passed from partner to partner. Into the waiting arms of photosystem one, only to be blasted again by yet another photonic charge, bounced into the close but fleeting embrace of ferredoxin, the primary electron acceptor, ultimately captured by NADP+, to be used as bait to capture two elusive protons, as a flame draws a moth. Suddenly I was outside the flattened thylakoid structures, which from my perspective looked like high-rise circular apartment buildings. I recognized that I was suspended in the stromer, the region outside the thylakoid membranes, where the mysterious dark reaction takes place, the alchemical wedding that joins carbon dioxide to ribulose diphosphate, a shotgun marriage presided over by ribulose diphosphate carboxylase, the first enzyme in the so-called pentose phosphate shunt. All was quiet, and for a moment I was floating free in darkness. Then, miraculously, miracles were by this time mundane, I realized that my disembodied point of view had been reincarnated again and was now embedded in the matrix of the newly reduced ribulose diphosphate carbon dioxide complex. This unstable intermediate was rapidly falling apart into two molecules of phosphoglycerate, which were grabbed and loaded onto the merry-go-round by the first enzymes of the Calvin cycle. Dimly, I struggled to remember my early botany lessons and put names to what I was seeing. I recognized that I had entered the first phases of the pentose phosphate shunt, the biochemical pathway that builds the initial products of photosynthesis into complex sugars and sends them spinning off from thence into the myriad pathways of biosynthesis that ultimately generate the molecular stuff of life.